Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you were hanging out with the Chiefs on the Zoom yesterday.
I was. It was very good.
As they report to training camp. That doesn't feel the same either, does it? the rolling up to the dorm room at St. Joe.
Not there anymore, no.
Is it quite what's happening this year? But here we
kind of like this a lot better, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, no doubt. There is some convenience factor to it. We've joked for a long time how Kansas has created this fake chip on their shoulder every basketball season.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, not just basketball season. Like when they are, you know, you watch the selection show when they have it, you know, when the tournament takes place, if it ever takes place again. I don't know that to be the case. But when it does happen, they always, on CBS, Greg Gumbel reveals the number one overall seed in the tournament is, and they talk about that team for a while, right? A lot of the times it's Kansas. If they're not the number one overall seed, Josh, though, they're usually a one seed or at worst under Bill Self a two seed, right? I mean, I don't think they've been anything worse than a three in Bill's time over in Lawrence, Kansas. But it seems like after every Selection Sunday show, Bill meets with the media immediately and they start talking about how they got disrespected. And I'm like, you're the one overall seed. You're a number one seed. You're a two seed this year. Like,
they manufacture story.
They manufacture
bulletin board material,
yeah,
for their players all the time.
They do a nice job with it.
Just tremendous at
doing
this.
Well, nobody respects you this year. You were only the number one overall seed. It was a close vote. Yeah. Oh, Louisville's as good as us.
Or you're the preseason favorites.
Yeah.
Still nobody's
respecting you.
Nobody believed we could do it.
Nobody believes
you. We always shake our head like, okay, whatever. Yeah. Masterful job of doing this. Maybe the Chiefs have taken a little page.
The Patriots did a good job of that, too, a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
you know, nobody believes in us.
Edelman made T-shirts.
That's right. Nobody believes in us. But I think the Chiefs are definitely doing that. And I think it's good that they're doing that. And I think they have an actual point, though, in it. Because we're not talking about the whole team. We're not talking about the third best quarterback in the NFL doing this. We're talking about the defense that is manufacturing this right now. And I still think, just by listening to some of the ignoramuses that are on national television and national radio talk about this team, they don't recognize how good the Chiefs defense truly is. Like, people seem to let a good screaming match on national television actually get in the way of facts, and that the Chiefs were a top 10 defense last year in the NFL. You tell Skip Bayless or Colin Cowherd that, and they look at you like you got 17 heads and you're not wearing a mask on either face. And so ultimately this team right now is playing defensively with that chip on their shoulder because they don't feel that they're getting the respect nationally. And I think that's good that they're playing with that chip on their shoulder. And it means that they're going to go out there and play even better than they did a season ago. So Tyron was on yesterday, Tyron Matthew, the all-world safety, one of the top 100 players in the National Football League. And he was talking about, you know, the defense and not getting the respect that they should be getting on that side of the ball.
You know, I'm extremely motivated. You know, obviously, I feel like there's so much more that we could really achieve on an individual level, on a team level. I feel like defensively, we still aren't, you know, talked about in the breadth that I would like. So I'm extremely motivated to kind of keep my guys, you know, chipping away at it. And we're constantly trying to set a standard that everybody's going to respect. And I'm hoping the young guys that we added and some of the veterans we've added could kind of, you know, help bring, you know, that swagger to the room.
And I'll tell you right now, this will be a top five defense
we're
in the
NFL. We're not talked about in the breath I would like
right.
to be.
There it is. they will be a top five defense in the NFL this year.
By and, what metric?
Score points.
Scoring.
Points. Height. Yeah. Height. Yeah. Or height. Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, you said they were a top 10 defense last year. They were what, seventh in scoring?
Seventh in scoring.
So, yeah. I mean, like by that metric, for sure.
Yeah. The only metric that quite honestly matters in sports is scoring and scoring against.
Some reason the standard is yards, which I don't agree
Who
with.
Who cares?
I've never agreed with that one. But
yeah, the yards don't equal wins and whatnot. No, points equal wins. Yeah. But anyway, maybe I'm wrong there to judge a team by how many points they score versus.
I like scoring is the problem, not just because they were better. They were really good at it last year. I've always felt that way. Like,
well, that's what matters.
Yards is silly.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Give me scoring.
Didn't the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lead the league in scoring last year?
On offense?
I think so.
I think they also led the league in giving up points on defense,
I'm just
too.
Saying, yeah. You just said that all that matters is how many points you score.
How many points you score and how many points you give up. Okay. Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. You got a
tendency of giving the ball back.
You got to find a way to score and stop the opposition. And the Chiefs were able to do both that last year. That's why they were Super Bowl champions. They didn't win the Super Bowl by having a defense that was Swiss cheese. They won it with a top 10 defense and a top 10 offense.
A Gruyere,
yeah. Or like one of those balls, like a cheese ball or something like that.
Like the one at Christmas with like the
nuts around the side of it?
Yeah, with like the roast beef or whatever it is inside of it.
What?
Yeah, you've never had one of those?
No.
It has like the green onions and the roast beef in there.
Inside a cheese ball?
Like a cheese ball, yeah.
It's
yeah.
delightful.
Yeah. I never know. That sounds interesting.
It's really good.
All right. So,
there's some Worcestershire in there?
Worcestershire?
Worcestershire.
Yeah, I think.
What are you saying about Ross?
Some Wahooski sauce?
Yeah, some Wahooski sauce.
Slap a little Wahooski on there.
But I think they're motivated now, and it's not just Ty talking about it. I mean, Anthony Hitchens was talking about it as well, about this defense and how they didn't get respect then, and it's going to be, you know, taken off this year.
I just think we got to build from when we did at the end of last year. And we got a lot of guys returning. I mean, that's not promising anything, but we know how to win. And we felt that joy of, you know, beating people and playing good defense and not winning 50-51, you know, and actually beating people. So that feeling is none other, especially after the Super Bowl. So, I mean, we got fired. Like we're just getting started. And that's the best thing about this team is we're not satisfied at all. So I just think we all have that mindset, and with the you know, Coach Reed as our leader, and you know, the sky's the limit.
There you go. Anthony Hitchens is telling you right then and there, we're not satisfied. We're not, you know, taking a step back. We're moving forward. We expect more. We want more. And, you know, there's been some questions here locally about whether or not this team is going to suffer a Super Bowl hangover or not. And the answer, obviously, to that question is no. And if you think this team is going to have a Super Bowl hangover, then you really don't have a pulse of this football team right
They're
now.
They're saying all the right things still.
You know, understand what these guys are all about. Because even as Super Bowl champs, the defense feels like they didn't get enough love and they were disrespected and they've got something to prove.
And they still
like
probably
that.
Have some questions nationally too. Like you did show some improvement, but is that really who you are?
Right.
Or just show some, you know, I mean, you can manufacture a chip for this defense.
Oh,
like,
God, yes.
Simply.
Yeah. And Andy Reid's not letting them sit around. I mean, you know, his opening speech to the team, and we'll get to that in a little bit, of what he had to say in his opening speech to the team that the Chiefs put out there was
forward to every challenge, isn't he?
It's just unbelievable. I mean, he addressed the team at the beginning of training camp the other day like they were like a 6-10 type of football team, right?
How much of the doubt, though, do you think is like, because here in Kansas City, we look at the you're trailing by 24, you're down by 10, two games, and like we look at that as a really impressive comeback. I wonder how much of the doubt comes from the fact that the Chiefs were trailing in every game they were in the playoffs, and some folks just look at it and go, well, you got hot at the right time, and you were able to be able to, you know, pull it out of the fire.
But that's what great teams do. They know when to strike. And I think, you know, did they find themselves in deficits? Yeah, but then the defense tightened up. I mean, they went on a 51-7 run against the Houston Texans. It wasn't like,
right. And look, I watched the games. Clearly, I understand what happened there with those. But like,
quickly 10-0 to the Titans early. I mean,
you can make the case like the 24-0 deficit to the Houston Texans is the tough one. Is the tough pill to swallow. And I can understand how nationally, if that was the only headline you took from the game, you're like, man, this team kind of got lucky because they were down 24 at one point.
Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, Kansas City's home for car audio since 1967.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.